Parsha Toldo. In this Parsha, Parakhav Zayin, Pasachav Zayin, we have the story of Yitzchak blessing his children. And when Yaakov comes and Yitzchak smells his clothing and he blesses him, Vayomer Re'ei Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sadeh Asher Berchu Hashem, says, see, the smell of my son is like the Sadeh. So many of the Mefarshim are confused by the word re'ei. See the smell. How does one see a smell? Okay? The Meshech Chachma is also concerned by who is he talking to? To whom is he talking? Re'ei, re'ach, b'ni. What, is he just talking out loud? What is going on here? To answer the first question, there are many Mefarshim who answer it in different ways. The simplest way is to say Re'ei isn't literal. Re'ei, for example, Rabbeinu Bechaye in Shmot talks about when it says the Am saw the kolot at Har Sinai. So how does the Am see a kol? Okay, that's not seeing a smell, that's seeing a sound. Just as baffling. So he says Re'ei means that they understood it. That solves that. And so too, the Sforno on this pasuk says, Re'ei ra'av v'hitbonein. He understood that that's the smell of a sadeh. Even Ezra, later in Bereshit, on when it talks about Vayar Yaakov, and he knew there was grain, he saw there was grain there. How did he see something and know that there was grain elsewhere? So he gives a very simple answer. Your brain connects all the various feelings and senses we have, and therefore, when it says he saw, and really it was something he had heard, so it's not a problem. And he connects it to a pasuk in Kohelet, umatok ha'or, the light is sweet. That wouldn't make sense either. And he connects it to our pasuk, re'ei re'ach b'ni, re'ach ha'sadeh, which is also what Rabbeinu Bechaye, when he explains that the Am saw the kolot, that I said in Shemot, so he actually connects it as well to our pasuk. He says, just like Re'ei Re'ach B'ni. So that would be a very simple way to explain this. Re'ei isn't that he saw it, but rather that he either understood it, or it's a whole sensory experience going on here, that the brain has absorbed this information somehow, through whatever senses, be it as it may. Meshech Chachma doesn't go that route. Meshech Chachma first says, you need two pieces of background information. First piece of background information you need is Rashi right here discusses on the pasuk of Vatechaena Einav Marot that his eyes got dim. Why did his eyes get dim? So Rashi sees from the Smichas part took him that Esav marrying wives and then Yitzchak's eyes getting dim. Esav's wives must have been worshipping Avodah Zarah. There was a lot of smoke from all their incense. The incense hurt Yitzchak's eyes, and therefore his eyes were going blind from all that smoke. Okay, that's what Rashi says. That's the first piece of background information you need. The second piece of background you need is a Zohar. The Zohar says, Vayomer Re'ei, on those words, Vayomer Re'ei, Re'ach B'ni K'Re'ach Sadeh, what's Vayomer Re'ei? So the Zohar says, Mila Satum Hi, It Amri Shchin Tava, It Amri Yitzchak Hava. Some say it was the Shchina, and some say it was Yitzchak. So that's what the Zohar says. Says the Meshech Chachma, how do I explain this pasuk? Who is he saying Re'ei to, and why is he using the word Re'ei for a smell? He says, let's start with who is saying it. The two of them are the same. It's Ruach HaKodesh speaking from his mouth, but he's speaking in the name of Hashem. So it's Hashem saying it and Yitzchak hearing it. So Re'ei, Hashem told him, look. So the looking was actually with his eyes. What did he see? He saw that it was Yaakov, and it's meaning that it's Yaakov who has the Re'ach HaSadeh. Not Esav who has the Re'ach HaSadeh, but that it's Yaakov who has the Re'ach HaSadeh. And Re'ach, why does it say Re'ach B'ni? Well, that he solves very simply. Hashem refers to Yaakov as B'ni B'chori Yisrael. All this is to understand what it is that's special about the smell. Why do we need to know that he smelled the sadeh and then gave him the bracha? For that, I take you to the first paragraph of the Meshech Chachma. And he says, Vayara Gareha Begadav, he smelled it. Why did he need to smell it? And he relates it to the Ramban. The Ramban tells us that instead of the korbanot for the avot, or they brought basar v'lechem, or Gemara Ksuba says, "Hamevi doron the Talmud Chacham kiilu makriv bikurim." You give a gift to Talmud Chacham, it's like giving bikurim. Hamamale gronam shel Talmud Chacham kiilu ikriv nechasam. You fill their throat. That means it's like you brought a nesachim. He says, so too with the avot. What's the idea here? We're trying to, the avot, we're trying to be on a level to have Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah, Yitzchak was trying to be on a level to have Ruach HaKodesh in order to be able to give a bracha. In order to be able to be on a level of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah, you have to have what's called, like, to be Meshim Nefesh. Your heart has to be in the right place. You can't be sad. You have to be in a proper mind frame in order to be kashur to the Shechina, in order to be able to get this Ruach HaKodesh and give him the appropriate bracha. So when he, Lachain, Rach Be'richo, Reach Be'gadav, Shezen Neged Aktoret, when he smelled his clothing, it was like Aktoret just happened for him, and therefore he was on the proper level to give him Ruach HaKodesh, and then he could give him an appropriate bracha. And what was the appropriate bracha? It specifically fits with what just happened. He blessed him, Reach Benik, Reach HaSada, Ze Beit HaMikdash, Shekaro Yitzchak, Sada. We know that we have the har and eitz, sada, different analogies that the avos had to refer to makom shchina or the makom hamikdash. So Yitzchak specifically referred to it as a sada. So what was he saying? He's saying, I'm blessing you that your offspring will be the ones to build the Beit HaMikdash, and they will bring a ktoret, just like the ktoret now that you brought gave me this Meshim Nefesh and I was able to give you a proper bracha, so too the ktoret is going to be a way to bring the Shechina into the world. Your ktoret is going to be the means that's going to spread Hashem in the world, bring His Shechina into this world more and more, and therefore it was the most appropriate bracha. So all that was from Re'ei Re'ach Bani. Why is he, what is he seeing? He's seeing that it's Yaakov. Yaakov, Bani Bechori Yisrael, he is the one who gets the idea that bringing a ktoret has a role, meaning the smell puts you in this proper mind frame, and therefore he gives him the appropriate bracha that his offspring are going to have the Beit HaMikdash, which is going to do the same thing. Just like now we needed a certain offering in order to be able to get to a certain stage of Ruach HaKodesh, so obviously many more times fold in the Beit HaMikdash, that's what's going to happen. They're going to bring the Ktoret, it's going to bring the Shechina. They're going to bring Korbanos, the Shechina is going to be there. The Kohen Gadol is going to go do the Avoda, and he's going to enter the Kodesh Kadashim, and the Shechina is going to be there. And that is a very worthy, appropriate bracha that was all caused by Yaakov bringing him the gift, and he smelled it, and it all put him in this appropriate mindset to give an appropriate bracha.